Hello guys, it is Austin Baker, the hostest with the mostest.
Here are 10 things you should know about Austin Baker. Today, we are talking with Austin Baker. Let's just get some questions in. What are some of your favorite classes here at Homer? What do you like about them?
Digital media, definitely. Probably because we don't have any homework. And it's fun because we get to be on our computers and stuff like that.
All right, question number two. What job would you be really terrible at?
Reading teacher.
Why?
Because I'm really bad at reading, and I don't know anything about it.
Okay, question number three. What job do you think you'd be good at?
Probably a coach, because I know a lot about sports.
Okay, question number four. If you could have dinner with any person in the world, alive or dead, who would that person be and why?
Stephen Curry, because he's super good at basketball and the best basketball player in the whole wide world.
What would you talk to him about?
How's life? And, like, how it is to play in the NBA.
Alright. Another question. What makes you laugh out loud?
My friends. When they do funny things. No.
Alright.
Yeah.
If life is a game, what is the number
Don't
one
Don't be rule? Annoying.
Alright. That's...
Don't be annoying.
That's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
If you had to delete all but three apps on your phone, which three would you keep? Why?
Snapchat, call, Messenger. Because... So I can stay in contact with people.
So you can see.
With my elders.
Alright. What TV show or movie do you most identify with?
YouTube.
What show or movie do you have to watch?
I sports stuff. Like football, basketball. Yeah, that stuff.
Why do you have to watch it?
Because it's cool. Pretty Litty.
What
and
TV
it
show?
Makes me happy.
What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch?
Grey's Anatomy.
Why?
And 50 Shades of Grey.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
That is very true, ladies and gentlemen. We are almost done with our questions. What question would you most want the answer to?
Everything. And I am here with Joshua Sanford today, and we're going to be doing 10 things you should know about Joshua Sanford.
Yeehaw, Alabama.
Yeah. We are here today talking with Joshua Sanford in the fourth quarter digital media with our first class podcast. Let's get started on some questions. What are some of your favorite classes here at Homer?
I'd have to say English.
What do you like about them?
Well, I like that you get to talk to the teacher and there's like no homework. You get to talk to people around you without getting in trouble most of the time, as long as you're not too loud.
Period. Question two. What jobs would you be really terrible at and why?
I would be a bad teacher because I don't know how to explain things and I just can't handle kids in general.
Period. Question three. What job do you think you'd be good at and why?
I'd feel like I'd be good at coaching just because I know sports and I know just what to do.
Okay. Question 4. If you could have a dinner with any person in the world, alive or dead, who would that be and why?
Probably. I'd have. This is a tough one. Let's see. If I were to have lunch with any, or if I were to have dinner with anyone, I would do it with. I would have dinner with, like, some celebrity or something. Like Kyrie Irving.
What would you talk about with this person?
How to get my handles better in basketball.
Question 5. What makes you laugh out loud?
When my friends do stupid things.
Question 6. If life is a game, what is the number one rule?
Don't get in my way.
Question 7. If you had to delete all but 3 apps on your phone or device, which 3 would you keep?
Snapchat, call, and messages.
Why?
Keep in contact with people and just talk to people.
Okay. Question 8. What TV show or movie do you most identify with, or what TV show or movie do you have to watch?
Well, I have to watch Chicago Fire with my mom whenever it's on, like Monday or whatever.
That's cool. Remember.
And I really just don't watch that much TV in general, though.
Okay. Why do you like it, or why do you have to watch it?
Just to do something with my mom every now and then.
Okay. Sweet. Question 9. What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch?
I do not like to watch Twilight. My mom watches it every time and it just disgusts me. I don't know, it's boring and weird.
Okay. Question 10. What question would you most want the answer to?
Am I an alien?
Can you say that one more time?
Am I an alien?
Oh. Well, that was the hostess with the mostest here with Joshua Sanford and Ralph.
Starting some questions. Question 1. What are some of your favorite classes here in Homer, and what do you like about them?
My favorite class is English because we don't really do anything in there. And Miss Caskey is a very fun teacher. She basically lets you do whatever you want.
I can agree with that. Question 3. What job do you think you'd be good at and why?
I think I would be really good at being a therapist or a psychologist because I like listening to people's problems.
Okay. Question 4. If you could have dinner with any person in the world, alive or dead, who would that be and why? What would you want to talk about with this person?
I would want to have dinner with Taylor Swift because growing up, I was really obsessed with her. And I don't really know what I would want to talk about with her. Probably the concerts I've been to.
Was she in your wildest dreams?
Oh my lord.
I don't know. That's my favorite Taylor Swift song, so. Question 5. What makes you laugh out loud? Apparently not my jokes.
I do laugh a lot. But probably my friends being crazy is what makes me laugh the most.
Question 6. If life is a game, what's the number one rule?
Worry about yourself. Don't worry about other people. It will save a lot of problems.
If you had to delete all but 3 apps on your phone / device, which 3 would you keep and why?
Snapchat, obviously, and call and Safari.
Okay. Question 8. What TV show or movie do you most identify with, or what show or movie do you have to watch? Why would you like to do it, or why do you have to watch it?
13 Reasons Why is my favorite TV show because it's very mysterious and always leaves on a cliffhanger, so I always want to come back and watch more.
What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch?
Question 1. What are some of your favorite classes here at Homer? What do you like about them?
My favorite class is math because I'm really good at math, and English because she's my favorite teacher.
Oh, that's cool. Question number two. What job would you be really terrible at and why?
Being a teacher because I'm not very smart.
Question number three. What job do you think you'd be good at and why?
I'd be good at an electrician because my dad's an electrician and he teaches me a whole bunch of stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. Question number four. If you could have dinner with any person in the world, alive or dead, who would that be and why? What would you want to talk about with this person?
My aunt, because she died 7 years ago because she was diabetic, and I would catch up on life.
Question number five. What makes you laugh out loud?
People roasting each other.
Question number six. If life is a game, what is the number one rule?
Do what you are given to do. Follow your tasks.
Interesting. Question number seven. If you had to delete all but three apps on your phone device, which three would you keep and why?
I would keep YouTube so I have something to listen to and watch. And I'd keep Snapchat so I can talk to people. And I would keep Clash of Clans so I have something to play.
Question number eight. What TV show or movie do you most identify with? Or what show or movie do you have to watch? Why do you like it or why do you have to watch it?
The Good Doctor, because it teaches you what's all in your body and what could all happen to your body.
Interesting. Question number nine. What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch and why?
Cooking shows, because it always makes me hungry when I watch them.
True. Question number 10. What question would you most want the answer to?
Why is life so challenging?
That is true. And that is all we have.
We are here today talking with Tristan in fourth quarter digital media with our first class podcast. Let's get on with some questions. What are some of your favorite classes here at Homer? What do you like about them?
English, because we don't do much, and every now and then do we do English, but Miss Caskey's pretty chill, so.
Yeah. What job would you really be terrible at, and why?
Therapist. I don't like to listen to other people's problems unless they're a really good friend of mine. Besides that, they don't affect me.
Oh, gosh. What job do you think you would be good at, and why?
So, my dad's been working on to start a business for about 8 years now, and next year he's going to finally start it in the Virgin Islands. It's going to be called Left Lane. I'm probably going to have a lot of experience working there over the summers, so probably be that one.
If you could have any dinner with any person in the world, alive or dead, who would that be and why? What would you want to talk about with this person?
It would have to be my great-grandfather, because I was named after him, and I met my grandmother, but by the time we went to go see her, he was dead and he died pretty early. But my mom told me a story about him once. I always loved it because basically what she said was he had a heart attack and he didn't tell anybody until he finished all the chores around the house. And then when he was getting rushed to the hospital, my mom said, "Why did you do all the chores? You could have just told us." And he's like, "I wasn't going to die if we didn't have a clean house."
That's a good one. I'm dead serious. What makes you laugh out loud?
My friends being absolutely stupid. That's always a great one. Yeah, just people being stupid in the best kind of way.
Yeah. If life is a game, what is the number one rule?
You can't quit the game too early.
That's probably the best one yet. If you had to delete all but three apps on your phone or device, which three would you keep and why?
Snapchat. And call and text. I don't use my phone for much other things, and I just got a new phone, so I basically only have like three apps I use now.
Yeah. What TV show or movie do you most identify with, or what show or movie do you have to watch? Why do you like it, or why do you have to watch it?
So there's this TV show called 911. It's basically about first responders. And it's really nice because you really get to see what they do and all the struggles they go through. And it's pretty realistic. So it's just really nice to see how other people's lives are going and how difficult it is for some people. And it's nice to see how they save lives.
What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch and why?
There's this movie out there. It's called 50 Shades of Grey. Refuse to watch it. Absolutely refuse it. Because obvious reasons cannot be stated in a school podcast.
True. That is very true. What question would you most want the answer to?
Is Jesus or God is real? Or if not, that probably which religion is true?
True. That'd be a good one.
Thank you again for watching The Hostess with the Moses. See you next time.